an out-of-control bad idea. That's how Hawaii Senator Brian Schatz describes the Trump administration proposal to cut funding for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The Democratic senator from Hawaii criticized the GOP administration's reaction to the coronavirus outbreak.
I'm not satisfied with the response from the federal government. There has been a total lack of communication, especially between our federal officials and our state officials. At the outset, our airport manager didn't even know that we were designated as a port of entry until the press release was issued. There were actually planes in the air while we were having a conference call with federal officials to determine what our protocols, our locations, our staffing structures would be relative to our quarantine process. Because we have such a great Department of Health and an infectious disease prevention branch, we've picked up the slack locally, and so everybody needs to know that we're safe, but none of that is thanks to the Trump White House. They have been disorganized from the start, and they've defunded the CDC in their coming budget, so that sort of gives you an indication of how they prioritize public health and especially the prevention of a pandemic.
That was going to be my next question. I understand that budget request was put in and it actually cut funding pretty substantially for the unit of the CDC that deals with this type of event. What is the view from Capitol Hill amongst you and your colleagues about that request?
Well, the first thing is it's absurd. We're in the middle of a potential pandemic and we're mobilizing a response, and they propose a budget that's a 9% overall cut to the CDC, but specifically they zero out the budgets for the prevention of global pandemics, which is just out of control, bad idea. We will reject that on a bipartisan basis. I have no doubt about that. The president's budget will be rejected sort of more generally, but specifically as it relates to this, I have no doubt that on a bipartisan basis, we're going to fund these agencies and probably even increase their funding over time.
One of the issues that's been prominent here locally is the delay in getting test kits for the coronavirus. Is there any kind of update you can provide on that issue?
The latest is that the CDC has to go back to the manufacturer and remanufacture these test kits. And they're telling us that it will be mid-March before the test kits are available. We're trying to see whether they can get them out quicker than that. Failing that, we're pursuing whether or not it's possible for the Japanese government to share a test kit or two with us. We've reached out to the embassy, and the CDC is trying to determine whether the standards are the same. So that may be a workaround in the short run. And then finally, they're telling us that even if we send a swab to the CDC headquarters in Atlanta, that it'll take 7 days to get a determination. And that actually makes no sense either, because obviously you could fly an object to Atlanta overnight, 7-8 hours, and then it takes about 4 hours to conduct the test. So in my own judgment, this shouldn't take more than a day or two, even if we're not in possession of the test kits. There's no reason to assume it ought to take a week to get a result.
Are these issues stemming from the fact that this is a new virus, or are they indicative of some larger problem within the federal government?
It's a good question. So, listen, coming up with the reagent, which is the sort of test, is something that they're certainly doing as fast as they can. And you can't have this thing ready-made because it's made for this particular virus. So CDC and NIH are moving as fast as they can. And so some of that is an understandable scramble to catch up with the epidemiology of a particular disease that's new. But there are aspects of this that are, frankly speaking, the administration's fault. Defunding the CDC is one of them. Defunding the specific programs that have to deal with pandemics is another. But not filling the position at the National Security Council that deals with global pandemics is inexcusable. And they spent a couple of years not filling the position. And then they went ahead and just said, you know what, we're going to eliminate this role. And so what that means as a practical matter is that you don't have any one person who operates out of the White House with the authority of the president to kind of make sure that between all of the executive branch agencies, that they're working together and talking to each other. You now have one cabinet secretary trying to boss around other cabinet secretaries, and that doesn't really work. This is why the idea of a czar is actually smart. It may sound a little funny, but the Obama administration appointed an Ebola czar for this very reason. And it was criticized because, everyone says, well, look, don't we have cabinet secretaries for that? But the specific role is coordination between agencies and across the whole of government. And nobody's doing that right now in the federal government.
You've been advocating for federal reimbursement for state costs like have been incurred here in Hawaii. How confident are you that that will come through?
I don't know. I can't report to you sort of my level of confidence because right now there are potential revenue streams and there are sort of buckets of money from which we think the Department of Health is and the department, local Department of Defense is potentially going to be reimbursed. But we don't know that for sure. So a number of us have written a letter to the Secretary of HHS to determine what are these reimbursement streams. Now, state government locally has not allowed that to stop them from doing what is necessary. But as this problem wears on, even if it hopefully doesn't get any worse, it's starting to cost real money. I mean, a reallocation of staff time for a few days or even a week or two is one thing, but this actually costs cash. And this is a federal role, and the federal government should reimburse our state and local government.
Senator Brian Schatz, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.